This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and fresh off of listening to our Director General of Health giving the public, right, information every day about COVID-19, we're now shifting the story slightly to look at how we can communicate issues surrounding health and infectious diseases to people in schools. When I say people, I mean students, kids. How do we translate that into the syllabus? So this story came a little while ago from Free Malaysia Today, and it's actually about the need to enhance health lessons in schools so that students can better react, prepare and understand the risks of infectious diseases such as COVID-19. And, you know, you could see this done a few different ways, either through more lessons in science, building protocols during school assemblies, or just boosting topics on personal hygiene like hand washing. And the hope is that doing this would help students and teachers get better at dealing with misinformation, though at the same time, the concern is that if the subject were to, say, specifically focus on certain diseases like COVID-19, where the science behind it is actually still developing, then it might end up confusing students more. However, I think there's also a larger conversation to be had here about the kind of health education that we want in schools, especially since we are at this point now where schools aren't reopening just yet. It's not the prime focus in schools at the moment, and there are calls to prioritise it now more than ever. The teaching has to go beyond the small mentions in science and physical ed subjects. Even now, as we see the Education Ministry having lessons on TV, there's an opportunity to be able to teach steps on hand washing techniques, physical distancing, and staying safe and healthy during this time, and why I think it is so important to do all of that. And so this, I think, like we said, it's early days yet because, of course, schools are not reopening. But considering the level of fear, I think, that some of us might feel about having our children go back to schools, share space, and generally, you know, be in a position that we've been told for a while doesn't feel all that safe, it is a good time to think about how it is that the school syllabus could actually incorporate that so that, well, fundamentally, they better understood risk and later on will be better able to sift through fact from fiction, to be able to not spread fake news, so crucial during these times. And we are going to be speaking very shortly with Lim Soo Lin, who's a research and advocacy officer at Souls Health. But I would also like to know, I mean, how do you think something like COVID-19 and epidemics could be included into schools? And for that matter, how you've been talking to your children about this? You know, what kinds of words and information have you been conveying to your kids? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now on the line with us is Lim Soo Lin, Research and Advocacy Officer at Souls Health. Soo Lin, thank you for joining us. So do you think that we should be teaching students more about infectious diseases in schools?
I would say that we do need to be educating children more about infectious diseases. I think more broadly, if I may, we do need to talk more about including the subject of health literacy into our school curriculum. And why I say this is because, you know, conventionally we think about education as being, you know, the gaining of academic competence and you know, about higher order thinking skills. But if you think about it more broadly from a systemic viewpoint, the purpose of education is really to sort of try and reduce inequalities. And given that health literacy does influence disparities in health to a large degree and develops as well in childhood, I think it's very pertinent for us to begin considering, yeah, incorporating health literacy into schools.
And what do you think is the appropriate age to introduce this?
Well, to answer that, I think we need to think about what education means in practice, right? What actually is involved in teaching and learning. It involves acquiring skills, acquiring knowledge, understanding, critical thinking. And these are, you know, things that are introduced at different age levels, you know, appropriate to the child's development. So to give a simple answer, I think as soon as kids are able to learn, but one would need to think about how to tailor that according to their developmental age and abilities. So maybe at kindergarten, it could start with things like basic skills, washing hands, good hygiene habits. And then as you move on to primary school, then you start to incorporate more knowledge-based learning, you know, more critical thinking around what it means to be informed about health.
Do you think having more education and information on infectious diseases would actually impact the way that we understand the news?
Yeah, definitely. I think as with any mode of acquiring knowledge, it will empower us to think more critically. It will empower us to become more aware of our personal values. It also teaches us skills on how to identify biases in information, to question sources, instead of, you know, passively absorbing information.
And so with that, right, do you see a correlation between learning certain kinds of information in school and how well someone deals with misinformation?
I think so. I think definitely there is a link to be had between what you learn in the school setting and how you then take that knowledge into, you know, your settings outside of schools. And I can just speak from perhaps an inequality approach. If we think about children from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, you know, those who are in poverty, they may lack the kind of resources and opportunities to acquire health knowledge or health literacy in their home environments. So, you know, when the schools can actually provide that kind of knowledge base for them to acquire this health literacy, which they can then use to respond to their environments beyond the school setting.
And a lot of this is also really about how we speak to children about COVID-19. In your line of work, have you done that? You know, and how have you been talking to them about it?
So far, the interaction has been minimal, but I do know that UNICEF has developed plenty of good resources to deal with this. And I think among the salient pieces of advice that they have put forth is, well, to ask open questions and to listen to your children, you know, not to minimize or to kind of avoid their concerns, because children may have questions that may seem simplistic, but it means it the meaning carries over to them, even though as adults we might think that it's something not too important or, you know, negligible. So yeah, I think to be open to listening to them, to be empathetic, to be calm, but also to be proactive. And what I mean by that is to educate them on what coronavirus is, what is within their control in terms of managing their hygiene, you know, proper hand washing techniques, and what's not within their control. So the spread of the virus, for example, and the fact that, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the surroundings. I think what I would say personally is to encourage children to look outward. And what I mean by that is to help them to think about, you know, how they can be helping in their own capacity. You know, what can they do to help the people around them, to take their minds away from, I guess, the anxieties and the fears. So that might be confined to, you know, within the household for safety reasons. You know, it could be something as simple as helping out with household chores, or helping to set the dinner table, or doing your homework, and yeah, simple things like that, I suppose.
And in many ways, we're all talking about what the new normal will look like. What do you think that would be in terms of teaching children about best practices moving forward?
Yeah, well, I think when one is talking about teaching health literacy, you know, in connection to schools, you're really talking about the language of education, right? Because you are essentially, and I think this pandemic outbreak has really opened our eyes to the fact that we do need to be laying the foundations for future generations that are aware and capable of behaving responsibly and in a sustainable way to ensure that we are prepared for future outbreaks, that we are able to respond in responsible ways as a community. So I think in terms of teaching, health education, health literacy needs to go beyond just being a topic chapter in biology or geography. It really ought to be a standalone subject. And the Ministry of Health and the Education Ministry should really try to work together to come up with targeted education policies that covers issues that are relevant to challenges that we are facing now and potential future public health challenges as well.
Su Lin, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Lim Su Lin, Research and Advocacy Officer at Souls Health, talking about how to incorporate information about infectious diseases and COVID-19 into our school syllabus. And with that, I'd like to know, do you think that it should be? How do you think it could be? And also, how have you been talking to your children around this? What kind of information have you been giving them during this time? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.